Welcome to American Family Field in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third, the left fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Dan Vogelbuck. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Luis Guillerme. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tomas Nido. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tejuan Walker. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the designated hitter, Christian Yelich. Batting second, the shortstop, Willie Adames. Batting third, the first baseman, Rowdy Tellez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hunter Renfro. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Colton Wong. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jace Peterson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Victor Caratini. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Tyrone Taylor. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Garrett Mitchell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Adrian Hauser. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo hits a ball towards third. Peterson can't make the play in time. Nimmo gets a base hit. Francisco Lindor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Nimmo, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor hits a short pop-up towards short. Adames makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McNeil hits a line drive deep towards right. Renfro is there to make the catch. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alonso hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Caratini makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yelich hits a fly ball towards left. McNeil makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Adames is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Adames is on with a walk. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tellez hits a fly ball towards left. McNeil makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Kenha replaces Brandon Nimmo as center fielder, batting first. Hunter Renfro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Renfro hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daniel Vogelbuck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vogelbuck hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Naquin hits a ground ball towards third. Peterson throws to second to get Vogelbuck. Naquin is on first. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillerme hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wong hits a pop-up towards third. Escobar makes the catch for the out. One out. Jace Peterson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peterson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Peterson is out. Two outs. Victor Caratini is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Caratini hits a line drive deep towards left center field. McNeil is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nido hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nido is out. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kenha is hit by the pitch. Kenha is on first. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive towards right. Renfro is there to make the catch. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a line drive towards left field. Taylor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor strikes out swinging. One out. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball towards first. Alonso can't make the play in time. Mitchell gets a base hit. Christian Yelich batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Yelich is 0 for 1 in the game. Yelich hits a pop-up towards third. Escobar makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Lindor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vogelbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vogelbach softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Vogelbach is out. Two outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naquin is 0 for 1 in the game. Naquin hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Naquin is safe at second with a double. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Escobar is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tellez is 0 for 1 in the game. Tellez hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. One out. Hunter Renfro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renfro is 0 for 1 in the game. Renfro hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wong hits a short pop-up towards third. Escobar makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jace Peterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball towards center. Kenha makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillerme is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillerme softly hits a ground ball towards first. Hauser fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Tomas Nido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nido is 0 for 1 in the game. Nido softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nido is out. 2 outs. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kenha is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kenha is hit by the pitch. Kenha is on first. Hobie Milner replaces Adrian Hauser as pitcher. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Lindor is safe at second with a double. Kenha moves to third. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McNeil is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeil softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Victor Caratini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caratini is 0 for 1 in the game. Caratini hits a pop-up towards third. Escobar makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yelich is 0 for 2 in the game. Yelich hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Yelich is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Trevor Gott replaces Hobie Milner as pitcher. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. 1 out. Daniel Vogelbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vogelbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Vogelbach is on with a walk. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Naquin hits a fly ball towards right. Renfro is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. Escobar hits a pop-up beyond short. Adams gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Adams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tellez is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Tellez is on with a walk. Hunter Renfro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Renfro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renfro hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wong strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brad Boxberger replaces Trevor Gott as pitcher. Luis Guillerme batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillerme is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Guillerme is on with a walk. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nito is 0 for 2 in the game. Nito is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Kenha strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lindor hits a pop-up near the plate. Caratini makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jace Peterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Peterson is on with a walk. Victor Caratini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Caratini is 0 for 2 in the game. Caratini hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Peterson moves to third. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Peterson scores. Caratini moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Brewers. David Peterson replaces Tajuan Walker as pitcher. Garrett Mitchell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell bunts down the third baseline. Escobar scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Caratini moves to third. Taylor moves to second. 1 out. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelich is 0 for 3 in the game. Yelich strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adams is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Drew Smith replaces David Peterson as pitcher. Mike Brasso pinch hits for Rowdy Tellez batting third. Michael Brasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brasso hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Caratini scores. Taylor scores. Adams scores. A grand slam home run. It's 6 to nothing, Brewers. Hunter Renfroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Renfroe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renfroe hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brent Suter replaces Brad Boxberger as pitcher. Mike Brasso moves from pinch hitter to first baseman. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeil hits a pop-up towards third. Peterson makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 3 in the game. Alonso softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Suter throws to first, and Alonso is out. 2 outs. Mark Vientos pinch hits for Daniel Vogelbach batting 5th. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Vientos is on with a walk. Darren Ruff pinch hits for Tyler Naquin batting 6th. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruff strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Mets nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Tyler Megill replaces Drew Smith as pitcher. Darren Ruff moves from pinch hitter to right fielder. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wong hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Wong is out. One out. Jace Peterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Peterson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Peterson is out. Two outs. Victor Caratini is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caratini is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caratini hits a pop-up towards short. Linder makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jake Cousins replaces Brant Suter as pitcher. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. Escobar strikes out swinging. One out. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillerme is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guillerme is hit by the pitch. Guillerme is on first. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nito is 0 for 3 in the game. Nito hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from American Family Field in Milwaukee.